Hi, this is Ben Trefney, news director at KALW. We're in a membership drive right now. You can support what we do. More than 70% of our funding comes from listeners like you. Please go to donate at kalw.org, click it, and keep these stories coming. Thank you.
KALW.
You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. It's not only football players protesting the national anthem. Members of the Oakland Unified School District Honors Band also discussed ways to take part. The band is made up of middle and high school students, with a performance at the Oakland Coliseum coming up about a month after Kaepernick's first protests. They considered their role in the conversation about racial discrimination and patriotism. One of the 150 students approached music teacher Ted Allen.
We had one student who said that they weren't going to do the event for political reasons. They didn't want to play the national anthem at all or participate. And so then I realized we had an issue that we had to deal with.
We talked about the lyrics. We talked about, you know, the fifth verse that talks about slavery. We talked about symbolism of the flag and can one have conflicting feelings about one's country and still show patriotism by performing or standing or kneeling.
We discuss it in classes, not just our jazz band, but throughout other classes at our school. And before we played, we were also notified by the band director.
Our teacher told us that if we wanted to, we can kneel out of solidarity.
To respond to Kaepernick and also support him in his endeavors in fighting systemic racism.
As we were warming up and we knew that this was going to go down at the event and there were parents around at the warm-up who dropped their children off and were watching how things were going. They were excited and were very supportive of the idea. So it wasn't just the teachers, it wasn't just the students, it's coming out of the entire community.
I walked into the field and felt proud of myself for something that I was doing good and right. And I just felt inspired by other people clapping and cheering for us that was just there to watch us and the Ace game, and it felt inspiring.
Well, when they came up with the idea of us taking a knee, I kind of felt like, as an African American, that I should, knowing that that could be anyone in my family, you know, dying because of police brutality.
You know, standing there and watching this and being part of it, I was actually tearing up watching these kids express themselves.
As we played Land of the Free, those who wanted to kneel down, the crowd applauded, and we finished the end of the song like that. I chose to kneel.
It was a moment to be involved.
So the next day after I kneeled, my mom told me, like, she interrogated me kind of. She's like, "Why did you kneel?" And like, she's like, "It doesn't really affect you. I don't know why you did it." And I was like, "Well, I mean, we all have to stand up for someone, right? Like, if we don't do it, then who's going to do it?"
A lot of people thought that we were dishonoring our country by kneeling and, like, not being part of it.
With some of my friends, we were looking on YouTube about it, and we found some news channels, which some of it was negative. A lot of it was negative, actually, and only a little bit was positive. And a lot of it entailed the video, the title saying, "Oakland Unified Honor Band shames themselves."
Well, Oakland High School has now disgraced themselves during the national anthem at a recent A's game. Black high school and middle school children in the Oakland Unified School District's Honor Band took a knee during the national anthem at the Oakland A's game this week.
A lot of those comments on Facebook and other websites were that we don't really know what's happening in the world and we can't understand. But really, I think it's the exact opposite. We're trying to make our country a better place.
A better place so people can feel comfortable where they stand and with their differences.
I was just thinking about how everybody always says, especially like during the elections and things, how kids are the future. And so I was thinking about how for the future, we could make a difference starting now.
If we just stand up for ourselves and no one else, then there's going to be no one else to stand up for us.
It shows that
the Oakland kids are aware of what's happening, and we just, they're not afraid to express their opinions. And I mean, I think it was a good message to Oakland.
Because it wasn't a small thing to do. Either, whichever way people chose to act, kneeling or not kneeling, it took a lot of personal reflection. And talking before and after has just made me feel more like I know what my values are and I know what I'm willing to stand up for.